Hi, this is Dr. Diane Hayden, and I am the publisher of Natural Nutmeg Magazine, Essential Living Maine Magazine, and a series of book collaborations. Our most recent one is entitled Essential Healing for Your Spirit and Soul. And I'm really excited about this book collaboration because it's a group of 20 authors from all different walks of life who basically talk about their journey to how they became a healer or whatever spiritual practice that they have developed. And it's just an amazing group of people that have had all different types of experiences. Some have left corporate jobs to start healing practices. Some have had a health crisis that kind of led them down that path. And some knew that it was exactly what they wanted to do from a very young age. So you'll be getting a wide variety of experiences and life lessons from all these people. And I'm excited to have on this call with me today Diane April. She is a nationally certified reflexologist. Her holistic training began in 1999 when she took her first Reiki workshop. To maintain her passionate connection to the natural world, Diane studied horticultural therapy at the New York Botanical Garden. In 2003, she trained at the Laura Norman Reflexology Center and then graduated from the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. Diane maintains a private practice in Westchester County, New York. She consults for hospice and palliative care of Westchester and volunteers at the local Ronald McDonald House. When she isn't working, Diane can be found playing in nature, experimenting in the kitchen, or hanging out at home with her beloved Buster the Cat. So welcome, Diane. Thanks for being on the call today.
Oh, so glad to be here, Diane.
Awesome. So this is the fun part for me because I get to talk to each of the authors and, you know, learn a little bit more about you and your journey. And for people that are listening to this teleconference, they get to, you know, hear from a real life experience, you know, like what was it that happened to you, or was it something that you always knew you wanted to do, and kind of how did the pieces fall into place to get you where you are today in terms of your spiritual business and practice?
Well, my husband passed away in 1999, and I went to visit a friend of mine. She's actually been my best friend since seventh grade. And she had just taken a Reiki course, and she said, oh, I want to try this on you. And I was just blown away. I thought, well, this is something totally new and outside my experience at that time. So she and I went and took another class together, and that was kind of the beginning. It was like, for a long time, Reiki was just a very personal thing for me, and I just kind of kept it to myself and didn't really use it with other people. I was kind of emotionally bereft at the time, and really, mm-hmm. you know, that just really comforted me a lot. So that was the number one step.
Yeah, I think, you know, many of the authors that I've already done an interview with have said something very similar. There was either a health crisis in their life or some traumatic emotional experience or something that kind of led them down this path. And from that, they found a particular modality and all of a sudden realized that's exactly where they needed to be and what they needed to be doing. So I find that that's a very similar story, I guess, for many people.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I think what's interesting, which I think a lot of people would be interested to hear about you, I didn't specifically mention this in your bio, but you came from more of a business corporate career situation to what you do now. And I think that's important to talk about.
Right. It couldn't have been more corporate. I worked for Forbes magazine.
Yeah, you're right. You can't get more corporate than that.
Yeah, being a business manager, you know, managing a lot of money, having, you know, that crazy corporate life. And then the dot-com bust came along, and then 9/11, and I got laid off after that. And so I just was fishing around for something to do. And I had been getting little triggers over the years, like whenever I would, you know, different people that I would have met in my life would say, I really can't believe that you're in that corporate world. And, you know, it's just like that doesn't seem to fit your personality or, you know, how did you end up there anyway, you know? So,
right.
And I had seen over the years in my corporate life, I had a great massage therapist who was kind of around the corner from my office. And she used to do reflexology on me now and then. And we became close over the years. And after I was laid off, she was like, you know, kind of giving me the nudge. You know, you have an opportunity to have, you know, make a real life change here. And so I, you know, I was thinking about it, but not really doing much. And then she decided to move to Denver, and I was seeing her for the last time. And as I walked away from her office, she ran after me with an armload of reflexology books and said, here, take these, read these over, and go find yourself a class. So I looked them over on the way home, and I thought, well, this is kind of interesting. Maybe I'll, you know, I don't have anything to do right now. I'm out of work. So I looked around, and I found a weekend introductory class. And as I said in my chapter, I think, before the weekend was over, I'd signed up for the training program. It just totally resonated with me. So, bye-bye corporate world.
Yeah. It's just amazing, like, how one thing leads you to the next, to the next, to the next. And, you know, you've never, looking back, you've never imagined that path or meeting those people or the things that happen, divine intervention, whatever you want to call it, that kind of, you know, all had to fall into place to get you to where you are. But
absolutely.
I guess it's just a matter of, you know, just another example of how you just have to trust the universe and trust that, you know, you're on the right path, you're doing the right thing, and you're, you know, following what it is you were meant to do.
Absolutely. And for, you know, for me, it didn't hurt that I was on my, just coming off a really intense corporate situation where this
mm-hmm.
felt like play in comparison.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
You know, a totally different kind of thing. And it was like really spoke to me spiritually and just was so much less stressful. Yeah, it was great all around. And, you know, just like you said, meeting people that are totally on a different path and just having a great experiences, meeting all these new individuals that were more interested in their spiritual life than how much money a magazine was making.
Right. Yeah, no, exactly. And having said that, though, I think that there is definitely another side to that, in the sense that there's many people who feel called to do something like this, but are really fearful of leaving their job because of the money or because of what people might think, like their family or friends, and they may not get a lot of support. You know, like some people have left six-figure positions to go start a spiritual practice, and they make nothing for a couple of years, and their, you know, close people around them probably think they're crazy. So, you know, it's part of my mission for this whole book, I think, is also to show people that it can be done and that you just have to trust that, you know what's right for you, and, you know, hopefully you have the support behind you. But if you don't, look at all these other people that have, you know, kind of forged that same path. So,
you know, when I took my national certification, the proctor at the exam told me that I was a typical reflexologist for that time. You know, that's like approaching 15 years ago. But, you know, I think in the past, reflexologists have been midlife career changers. You know, just people that were, you know, gone down some road and was just like, oh, you know, there's got to be something more in my life. And, you know, they're feeling called to work with people and to help people in some way. And, you know, they find something else to do. And so, you know, I think today that younger people are following their, you know, following their intuition a little quicker than maybe my generation did. But anyway, at that time, I was a typical.
Typical reflexologist. Whatever that really means, but yeah.
Whatever that really means, I know.
So let's talk about feet, because I'm going to say probably the majority of people that are on listening to this call know what reflexology is, but there may be a percentage of people that this is the first time they're hearing about it, or they have heard the term, but they're not really quite sure what it means. So I wanted you to just explain a little bit, you know, in layman's terms, how the modality works and how you work with your clients.
Yes, there are reflexes in the feet, hands, and ears that correspond to all the organs and systems in the body. So I manipulate those reflexes with my hands, mostly thumbs, fingers, and to stimulate those reflexes. Especially in today's world, people are very stressed, and the body has a great deal of difficulty reaching a state of balance. Most people don't have a good state of balance and are kind of in a mild state of stress most of the time. And I've had so many clients that when I worked on them for the first time and they'd never had reflexology before, just say, I did not know I could be this relaxed. It really kind of takes you into the zone, really, where you're just, you know, your body can just go, just heave a big sigh of relief. And as far as a comparison to something, maybe if people know what acupressure is, it's not the same, but it's kind of along that idea. I'm using pressure on these reflex points in the feet or hands or ears to send a signal on a neural pathway, whatever we're accessing. Like if it's the heart or if it's the kidney or the shoulder or the knee, there will be a place on the foot to correspond with that.
Oh, I was just going to ask a quick question, because you mentioned acupressure, and I was thinking when you were talking about that, or acupuncture, are you working on the same meridian lines, or are they different? Okay.
No, it's different. You can work on the meridians, but that's not the, you know, classic reflexology. You know, I can use pressure on the meridian lines. You know, it wouldn't be all over the body, it would be on the feet and ankles.
Right.
So, you know, so you are accessing those same meridians, but, you know, classical reflexology are on specific reflex points. You know, one thing that I was just going to use as an example, when I first started doing reflexology, I had a client who had serious sinus problems, and when I finished working on her, I stood up and walked around to the side of the table, and she was crying. And I kind of silently freaked out, like, oh, my God, what have I done to this poor woman?
Right. Did I hurt her?
Yeah. I know. And she said, this is the first time in years I've been able to breathe. And I was, for me, that was like, oh, my God, this thing can be powerful. And, you know, the first time it lasted like for a day or two, and then I worked on her the next week, and it lasted a little longer, and we continued to work together until she really got a handle on her sinus issues, and was really, that was really a great thing to see.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, I mean, there's so many modalities out there that can have such a huge impact on people's health, you know, physiological, psychological, you know, spiritual for sure. And,
right.
You know, it's just amazing to me how much, and I swear, I keep hearing, like, new things every day, new energy medicine types of work and body work and all kinds of stuff like that. And so it's just, you know, people just have to find what's going to work for them. And
exactly.
And that's got to be really rewarding for you to hear, you know, something like that. And that's the whole
right.
point of doing what you're doing.
Exactly. And I'll tell you, when someone comes to me, you know, they start coming to me and I ask them the reason they're coming and they say self-care, I get very excited because that's really important. It's like, you know, you don't have to take care of yourself just when you have a problem or if you feel bad. It's really important to, you know, have some kind of healing modality in your life as an adjunct. If, you know, if you see a regular allopathic doctor, you know, that's all great, but it's really nice to have some kind of self-care, you know, be it massage or reflexology or Reiki, whatever it is that you can have a way to relax and just relieve the daily stress.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I think people think of, I'll use massage as an example because I think it's the most common, and I think people think of massage like it's some special thing that they get to have once a year or twice a year or some special event or whatever. And I feel like many people almost feel guilty if they are, like, getting massages regularly or, you know, I've even said that to some of my friends, and they, I don't go as much as I should, but I try to get a massage at least twice a month. And some of my friends have been like, well, you know, gee, I wish I had that luxury or blah, blah, blah. I'm like, it's not a luxury. I mean, it's something that you should be doing on a regular basis, just like any other, you know, just like regular health care. It shouldn't be looked at like, you know, oh, it's this pampering thing. It should be, you know, and it doesn't have to be massage, but like you said, I mean, it could be Reiki, it could be reflexology, it could be any kind of treatment that allows you to just, you know, detach from the digital world, the stress, all of that. And that really, I think we really need to look at it, society needs to look at it from a different perspective in terms of, you know, it's not this spa day, it's, you know,
exactly.
It's something
and,
that
yeah.
you need to do.
Yeah, because I really feel reflexology is therapeutic and it's not really, you know, I know that it's offered in some spas, but I don't really think of it in that category.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep. So, I love the fact that you've come from the corporate world. You have a strong business background. Many people, I think, that are thinking about going into some type of spiritual practice for a career change. Oftentimes, what I see, and I see this because I have a magazine, and a lot of these people come to me for, you know, marketing help and advertising, and they, unfortunately, many times don't really, they don't really understand that they are also running a business and building a practice, and that there are certain things that you need to do, and you know, budget and stuff like that to make it viable, so that it's something, you know, that if you are transitioning into, you could make the full time leap if that's what you want to do. So what advice would you have? Like, is there anything that you did specifically to build your practice, or any advice that you would have for somebody who's just starting out in terms of how to be more successful with it?
I don't know if I'm really a good example of somebody who's done that sort of thing, because I've really built my practice around word of mouth. I'm really lucky that I know a lot of people, and my clients have been just beautiful to me in, you know, recommending me to their friends, and, you know, that's really been how I've built my practice. And, you know, I keep in touch with them regularly. You know, I, even if somebody, you know, in this world, and I do it myself. It's like, you know, just seeing a practitioner for a while, and then maybe you decide to try somebody else, and you kind of move along. And so I totally understand that with my clients. And it's like most of my clients end up being friends because they're, you know, I've heard about them through somebody else, and I have really created a great network of people that whether they still see me, they send their families, they buy gift certificates for their family. I think that's really been how it's worked for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that what you said is important, and it might not necessarily be the only way to build a practice.
Oh, no.
You've been lucky in the sense that you have been able to generate a large enough clientele from it, but it's something that I think anybody starting out needs to know that is an important funnel, and that's probably your best and your strongest funnel is the people that are your clients and your, you know, fan club, and they're going to recommend you to everybody they meet. And you know, that goes way, way further than advertising. I mean, I hate to say that as a publisher, but but it does. You know, I mean, it definitely does. There's only so much trust you can build in an ad and whatnot. You have to also have, you know, whether you testimonials or, you know, people talking about
you. I think one thing that's really been good for me is that building alliances with other kinds of practitioners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, say if you know somebody or use somebody as a personal trainer, perfect. If you create an alliance with a chiropractor, other modalities can connect with that will recommend you. I really like that avenue. That's worked really well for me too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Networking, I think that's a great idea as well. And especially with you know, other practitioners that do different things than you do. So, you know, you might do something that another practitioner, you know, obviously doesn't do, and also maybe it's something in addition to what they're doing that can just help the person move further along in, you know, being healthier or their healing process and all of that. So, you know, everybody works together as a team.
Right. You know, and another thing that I get a lot of referrals from, I belong to professional organizations, my State Reflexology Association, the National Reflexology Association, I get a lot of referrals from the national organization. You know, people just looking for a reflexologist and they look online. And
mm-hmm.
It doesn't hurt that my name begins with A.
Right, of course.
So I'm at the top of the list.
Right. So people might want to change their names to all start with A, but yeah, it's just, you know, it's another funnel. It's another funnel for
right.
Sure. So yeah, definitely checking out whatever related organizations and joining those. And I've heard that a lot from
yes,
many like
women's organizations.
Yep. Psychology Today. I think a lot of my holistic psychotherapists that write for me or and advertise with me have said they've gotten, you know, a lot of referrals from that organization and, you know, just being listed in these different directories and things like that. So I think that's great.
Right.
Absolutely. So before we finish, I just want to give you a chance to let people know how they can connect with you, whether you have a website you want to send them to or email, and if you have any other events or things like that that you might be doing in the future that you want people to be aware of.
Like as you mentioned in the beginning, I live in Westchester County, New York, and I work out of an office in Croton, and I also work out of a yoga studio in Tarrytown. I make out calls. I do a lot of work with hospice and palliative care, and
mm-hmm.
that's really kind of my passion. And so I've gotten used to making out calls for them, so I do go out. I don't actually have any events coming up right away. I'm sure there'll be something happening in the fall, but it's not planned as of yet. My email address is dianeapril23@gmail.com. And I'm just redoing a website, so I don't have that up and running yet.
Okay. Awesome. Well, people can definitely reach out to you via email, and you can keep them posted on your website and any events that are coming up. And we are excited about the release of this book. We'll keep everybody posted. It's looking like probably late fall, but we'll have updates on our website and let people know as we go along. So thank you so much for being on the call today, Diane. This is great information. I'm sure people will be reaching out to you, and we're excited to, you know, to have you on board and have this new book come out pretty soon.
Great. Thank you so much.
Sure. You have a great day today.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.